What's poppin', y'all? What's poppin', man? Peace to everybody on this wonderful Friday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we got some interesting things to talk about today. We're gonna talk about Hollywood a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Give a little breakdown on Hollywood and stuff like that. If you on the Patreon or if you want to tap into the Patreon, we got the connection between I and the nation of I can't say the word apparently, because every time I say the word, YouTube is like trigger. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to check this video out, it's available on Patreon. Also, we got Confessions of an Ex Eastern Star. All right, she exposed the rituals that go on in there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people said they was interested in this video, so I dropped this video as well. Also, The Secret Agenda. All right, The Secret Agenda. You know, how about all these kids coming up, disappearing and all of this? I don't know. And The Wizard of Oz. I didn't know that about The Wizard of Oz, man. You know what I'm saying? But as I did my extensive research, it sure did pan out. Salute to my guy, Devin, man. I appreciate you, Devin. Thank you, Devin, on the check-in early. Gotta shout him out early, big time. You know what I'm saying? And salute to my man, Scrooge McDuckton. You know what I'm saying? He definitely showed love yesterday. Let me get y'all up here on the screen and all of that. I don't know why, I just look better up there when y'all on the screen, alright? Let me see, where the chat box at? Alright, there we go. Is it up there? Yeah, it's up there. Salute Devin. Devin, he says, stay good from NYC. Oh, salute to the whole NYC, man. Everybody up in here from New York City, man. You know what I'm saying? Love the towns, man. I love the towns, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Every time I leave, I get homesick, man. I can't front. It's just something about the rats, the pizza, you know what I'm saying? The rats, the pizza, the funky air. It's just something about it, man. Salute to Justin Calhoun. I appreciate you, my dog. Salute to Justin Calhoun and everybody that show love, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all be blessed tenfold, man. For real. I'm sending them blessings back, man. For real. Word. Shout some people out in the chat. We're going to talk about, you know what I'm saying, the Curse of This Empire show. Now, before we get there, let me shout my peoples out real quick. Got my man Thunder Dan Beats in the building. Thunder Dan Beats, what's popping? Ty, what's going on? Joe Kent, what's popping? Maya Sharala, peace, queen. How you feeling? Hope you feeling well today. AM1R215, what's popping? QU. Pronounced as Q. What's popping? Yo, what's good, Jay? Ain't nothing. You know, just enjoying this Friday, man. Salute to Jermaine, man. My man Jermaine. I appreciate you, Jermaine, on the check-in. Thank you, dog. I appreciate y'all, man. Word up. Christine Grant, what's popping? 88 Audacious, what's going on? JC28, Slick. Salute Slick, he a member. AFMG, Ahmad, Melanie Lunsford, William Phillips, Regina Taylor, what's popping, man? BB Girl, what's going on? Oh, Jay Stacks, what's going on, my guy? Yeah, so I see y'all wanted me to do more of those Carl Chronicles. We're going to do another one Sunday. And I got some important, you know, information to deliver. Now, don't tell them where the Carl Chronicles is at, because we don't want the trolls to come over there and start trolling and all of that, man. That's for a select few, all right? So if you want to, you know, you tapped in with the Carl Chronicles, we're going to be doing another one this Sunday, man. I'm going to just give y'all the reals, man, for real. That's my way of therapy, you know what I'm saying? That's my way of therapy, man. So appreciate everybody that be on the check-in. So let's get to it without further ado, y'all. So the cast, let me move y'all over here real quick. The cast of Empire. Let's talk about the cast of Empire, man. Now, We already seen in the past couple of weeks what's going on with Taraji P. Henson, you know, crying about not getting paid. The guy, what's the guy name here on the end? Jussie Smollett, he's in jail. You know what I'm saying? The guy behind Terrence Howard, I forgot his name, Bashir or something like that. He was on drugs. I don't know if he's clean now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to throw no shade, but he went through some sort of hardship. The only person that was actually doing good and away from everything was this guy here on the end. Now, he's had a baby recently. He just chilling out the way. Now, it's something with this show. You know what I'm saying? And just my opinion, there's something with this show, some type of negative energy that derived around the cast members with this show. Because let's be honest here, after Terrence Howard had did this show, you know what I'm saying, he kind of just disappeared from Hollywood, like completely. You know what I'm saying? Like it just went downhill for a lot of the cast members that was, you know, on this show, if we pay very close attention that took place. Now, I don't know if there was some type of negative energy or being that they exposed the industry, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure, but there was a lot of things that I did point out, how these people all kind of like went down the hardship of a hill. You get what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to play y'all this clip. This live may not be too long, but I'm going to play y'all this clip of Terrence Howard basically explaining what goes down in Hollywood. Some of y'all may have seen this, some may have not. And then we're going to talk about, can't even go to church no more, man. You can't even go to church no more. All the grandmas and aunties and, you know what I'm saying, the ladies out there, fellas out there, you know, people is losing their minds in these churches, man. So, as of recently, you know, Joel Osteen, We're gonna get to that. But let's dig into this clip here real quick. And I'm gonna show y'all exactly what Terrence Howard was talking about, which is crazy, in my opinion. It's crazy.
Take a look at that video right there, Terrence Howard. That was for the premiere of Hustle and Flow right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And you guys took the time to be on Live at 9 back in the day for that, man.
What? I just busted. I was on a plane coming back from Europe, and I popped a blood vessel in my eye. It had never happened before. I will never smoke that pot
again. You'll never do it again.
I'll never smoke that kind of pot.
Obviously not, man. Obviously not. What comes to mind, though, when you think back on these days and what was going on in your life? Did you have a gut feeling that this movie was going to be really transformative?
No, check this out. I made $12,000 for doing Hustle and Flow. And then on top of it, what Paramount did, instead of putting my name as Terrence Howard performing the songs, right, they put performed by DJ. Well, they own DJ. So guess what? The performance royalties went to Paramount.
They went, wait a so minute. They didn't go to Terrence Howard. They
went to $12,000. All, that's all I ever made from Hustle and Flow. Everything else went right back into Paramount. So now I got to sue Paramount or send them a letter.
Are you serious?
I got to send them a letter to say, hey, you guys owe me about 20 years worth of residuals and performance royalties. But I didn't know. I was just trying to pay my rent then. I made $6,000 doing Crash. Crash didn't.
I remember the movie Crash. Yes, that's right. That's right.
The business don't pay actors anything. That's why the strike is going on. Actors are struggling.
As you and I were kind of joking earlier, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah, it is hard, unless you do it right.
Unless you do it right.
And I've never been good at being a pimp. You know, the pimp has to have a heart of stone, you know, and mine is made of flesh and blood, and like everybody else. So I'm like, why can't we be fair to each other in the industry? Why is there this lack of equanimity, mm-hmm, you know? So my wife started a thing called MyHolly.app, and it gives an opportunity for actors or entertainers around the world to now audition on their phone. You don't have to go to Hollywood.
Right.
You don't have to go to Tokyo or Singapore or any place. You can actually stay at home, stay in school, audition, keep your day job, and accomplish your dreams.
So, Terrence, what, you're taking out the middleman, so to speak,
Complete.
Are you not?
I want to get rid of the agents. I want to get rid of the managers. I want to get rid of the unions. SAG has done nothing They sit up and say they're here for us. Now they're talking because they haven't gotten their money. When I went to SAG 5 years ago saying, hey, Fox stole my image from Hustle and Flow, and they're monetizing it. SAG didn't do anything to help me. They waited 9 months till the statute of limitations got, a statute of a rights of publicity issue. So they're not here to help the actors. They're here to make their money. So we're starting a community of international artists.
Okay.
That we'll all work together and support each other in this quest to tell the truth and to entertain each other.
That's crazy. Now, if you ever saw Hustle and Flow or remember when that movie came out, that was kind of a big movie. You know what I'm saying? Kind of a big movie. 3-6 Mafia actually won a Oscar, if I'm not mistaken, for that movie as well. And a lot of people said, yeah, Jay, you know, I did the video on 3-6 Mafia. They said, yeah, Jay, you know, they won the Oscar for writing the soundtrack. But apparently, Terrence Howard was supposed to win that. It was all scrambled up. And... you know, it's so crazy to see these people that have been in the industry 10 plus years still complaining about money. That's what I don't get. So when you see the guy Bashir, you know, constantly getting arrested, having meth attacks and you know, getting locked up and all of this stuff, and then the Jussie Smollett dude, you know, these people are, and let's be clear here, and I'm going to say this before we go to the next topic. I want to address the celebrities that may watch this show, or entertainers that were previously in the industry, and you know what I'm saying, whatever, right? I have nothing against y'all, all right? I have nothing against people that were in the industry or that still are in the industry, right? As long as you wake up and realize what you was doing or what you are doing is wrong, right? I understand that these people have a job to do. And I'm going to talk about this on my Car Chronicle, so I'm going to save it for Sunday. But I understand these people have a job to do. Okay, they have a job to do. So if the executive or the director or the producer, right, is telling them, hey, wear this dress or kiss this man in the mouth for this scene, and, you know, you have no self-respect or no morals, you know, you're going to go do that. Now, there's a clip out there of Mike Tyson performing. Let me see if I can find it. Mike Tyson performed on a show, right? And I don't want to play it because... let's play it, but I'm not going to play the music because he was performing. And to see Mike Tyson do this is like, what is going on? I got to show y'all this, man. If y'all can just bear with me, please. This is disturbing, though. This is really disturbing, and I'm just going to, hold on. Let me just see if I could grab this real quick. Pause. Let me see if I can snatch this up, this clip real quick. And I got to show y'all this because this don't make no kind of sense. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. If y'all could just bear with me, give me a few minutes to get this video for y'all. But this is kind of sick to see Mike Tyson behaving like this. I'm not going to lie to you. Let me shout some people out, man, real quick in the chat. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, I'm getting it now. Hold up. Let me shout some people out, man. It said Bashir is from CC. Oh, salute to Jay Stacks, man. Thank you, Jay Stacks. I didn't forget about you, though. I didn't mean to say your real name. I hope I didn't say your real name. But salute to Jay Stacks, man. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I got to show y'all this, man. I have to show y'all this. I just have to show you this. I don't understand why these people in Hollywood does this shit, man. I really don't get it. Hold up, y'all. All right, we got it now. Now, look at this, y'all. Hold on. Let me just turn the volume down, because I don't want to get striked. It's going to play some music, but I don't want to get striked for this music, because it's definitely owned by a record label. Hold up. We're going to get it together. Just bear with me. Bear with me. Hold up, y'all. Hold up. Hold up. Yeah, here you go. He busted wide open. Why would he do that? Why would he do that? You see what I'm saying? Like, what? This is what the world has came to. Mike Tyson spreading your legs up in the air like that? What would make you do that? And the first thing that comes to mind is a check. That's what it was, a check. So I'm not really mad at these entertainers. I get it. They're all puppets. And you know, and I don't want to use the word puppet. Let's rephrase that. They're employees. Okay? It's just that they chose to work in media. They are employees. Okay? They complain about money just like everyone else. All right? And these are the things that happens in this business. In this business. You know, we don't want to see Mike Tyson with his legs in the air. You know what I'm saying? Doing the osculum sacrorus, like osculum infame or whatever you want to call it. The devil's kiss. That's what that was. That's called the devil's kiss. All right? Look that up. If you want to Google something, look up the devil's kiss or osculus infame. It's a lot of witchcraft practices that these people are into. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Edge of 561 said, Mike bust down. Yeah. TT Baby said, anything for money. Yeah, man. Tata said, he need to pay the bills. I mean, yeah, you know, he's got a little podcast, but, you know, the podcast game is funny because you win some, you lose some. It's up and down. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you run out of people to interview, and I said this before, a lot of these rappers that they're getting these podcasts now, once they run out of people to interview, okay, then they just looking around, scrambling, doing anything. You know what I'm saying? Because you limit yourself like that, you know, especially if you're just trying to get the next big interview, right? So, you know, it is what it is. KM said, showed us the eye of Horus. Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. I said, oh, my word, Jay, am I really seeing what I'm seeing? Oh, hell no. Yeah, that was Mike Tyson. That's not really Mike Tyson. I really don't believe that's him. You know what I'm saying? I really don't believe that's him. If you want to talk about clones, Mike, there was a situation that happened years ago, and I'm going to get on to the next topic, but there was a situation that happened years ago where a woman accused Mike Tyson of sexually assaulting her, but then come to find out he had a twin with the same face tattoo, and he was somewhere else. Look it up, y'all. It's on YouTube. Look up Mike Tyson clone or something like that on YouTube. And somebody looked just like him, had the face tattoo and everything, and the woman said it was him that did it. But Mike Tyson confirmed he was somewhere else. It was weird. It was weird. Tony T said body double. So we don't know who we dealing with when we seeing this stuff, man. We really don't know. Now, the next topic I'm going to talk about is going to be about Joel Osteen. Now, we talk about sacrifices, right? And sacrifices are very important, even for these television evangelists, okay? These people are on TV. We seen it with T.D. Jakes, okay? We seen it with T.D. Jakes. He was partying with P. Diddy, so there's no, I don't want to hear nothing talking about, he's a man of the cloth. You know, he would never do no sacrifices or play around with homosexuality. These people are on TV for a reason. They're on TV for a reason. Now, if you're a follower of Joel Osteen, you know, that's your business. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But I do want to talk about the sacrifices that a lot of these pastors and pulpit pimps, they actually participate in. All right. Now, a few days ago, Joel Osteen was having service. Okay. And a random person just came in there and started spraying. All right. Started spraying. And somebody lost their life, including a child. Now, I'm going to play this clip for y'all. And then we're going to break down, you know, whatever we need to break down. But let's get into the clip real quick.
Tonight, chilling new details about the shooter at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, where Gunfire Sunday sent members running for cover.
They were repetitive. Boom, 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 boom. And I yelled, Mom!
Police identified the shooter as 36-year-old Genesee Yvonne Moreno and say she was carrying an AR-15 with the word Palestine written on it. Police said they also found anti-Semitic writings during a recent search warrant.
We have uncovered some items. We do have some anti-Semitic writings that we have uncovered during this process. But like I said, we are 24 hours into it.
Investigators say a dispute between Moreno and her ex-husband's family, some of whom are Jewish, may be related to the shooting. At the church, witnesses say the shooter was wearing a trench coat and opened fire almost immediately after walking inside.
The first thing that I thought that I was like, I need to hold my kids really hard, really hard. And I thought that I maybe will die after that.
Police confirming Moreno entered the church with her 7-year-old son and was armed with multiple weapons and ammunition. Two off-duty officers returning fire, killing the shooter. Her son critically injured in the crossfire.
They held their ground in the face of rifle fire at point-blank range. And they continued to fire until the perpetrator was neutralized. And they did not yield.
Law enforcement records show the shooter had at least 6 prior arrests since 2005, including unlawful carrying of a weapon, which she pleaded guilty to, evading arrest, and assault on a public official, which she pleaded to a lesser charge. Moreno's neighbor, who didn't want to be identified, said she filed a restraining order against her in November.
4 years I've been through hell. I have reported this, reported this, reported this, and it's gone on deaf ears. Nobody should have died. Nobody should have been hurt. This should have been handled years ago.
Police adding in 2016, authorities placed Moreno under an emergency detention order.
We do believe that she does have a mental health history that is documented through us and through interviews with family members.
The shooting Sunday came minutes before the megachurch's Spanish service, where one member was wounded but is expected to make a full recovery.
We're devastated. I mean, we've been here 65 years and have somebody shooting in your church. But, you know, we don't understand why these things happen, but we know God's in control.
So, Morgan, are officials looking into this as a possible hate crime?
Lester, officials say it is still too early to share any official motive, but they have not ruled out a hate crime or even terrorism as motivating causes. In the meantime, despite the suspect making a bomb threat, even owning ingredients to make a bomb, tonight authorities are making it very clear no explosive has been recovered and no one is at risk of any contamination or exposure from a chemical or one of those bomb-making materials. Lester.
Thanks for watching. Stay updated about breaking news and top stories on the end.
Yeah, I see some of y'all is hip in the chat. Y'all, some of y'all hip. Some people saying psyops. Some people saying psyops, man. Slick said, hey, Jay, what's the name of the instrumental in the background? That is called... hold up. I'm going to tell you right now, pimp. Hold up. It's called Chill Hop Music. Okay, it's called Chill, Lo-Fi Hip-Hop Instrumental. It's called Fly With Me. You can find that on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? It should be on SoundCloud. Let me read what y'all talking about in the chat, man. Yeah, they said the whole... Life Goes On said the whole situation is weird. Yeah, I'm going to play y'all his response and what he actually said too, because it don't sound right to me. And then the fact that somebody just lost their life in your church and you smiling like you still trying to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand it. It didn't, you know, like, it's crazy, man. Tony T, they don't even use God's name in the church. Yo, you ain't tell no lies there. You know what I'm saying? Satama said, the smiling assassin, Joel Osteen. This is what I'm talking about. Now, before I, you know, go crazy on him, I'm going to play his response, right? Which is a few seconds, a few minutes. And then we're going to talk about the sacrifices that go on, including with these pulpit pimps. All right? Because these pulpit pimps is definitely down with the program too. Don't get it confused just because they in the church or what they want to call it a church, right? Don't think that they not down with the program, all right? They are down with the program as well, all right? Now, let's play his response real quick, and then I'm a go off on him real quick.
First off, thank Chief and the mayor and Chief Pena and all of these men and women did an amazing job. And it's just, you said it, Chief, it could have been a lot worse. Of course, we're devastated. I mean, we've been here 65 years and have somebody shooting in your church. But, you know, we don't understand why these things happen, but we know God's in control. And we're going to pray for that little 5-year-old boy and pray for the lady that was deceased, her family and all, and the other gentleman. But no, it's just kind of in a fog, but, you know, just believe that, you know, we're going to stay strong. We're going to continue to move forward. And there are forces of evil, but the forces that are for us, the forces of God are stronger than that. So we're going to keep going strong and just, you know, doing what God's called us to do, lift people up and give hope to the world. Again, I want to thank all these gentlemen because, you know, I can only imagine if it would have happened during the 11 o'clock service. We were in between services going into the Spanish service. So, you know, if there's anything good of it, you know what, she didn't get in there and do a whole lot worse damage. So we thank God for that, that he's watching over all of us. And as the chief says, we're going to keep going strong and bringing hope to the world. But thank you again, gentlemen. Thank you, bro.
Now, did that look like a sincere statement? I just want to know for the people out there. Now, I just want to know. Belzy said, I'm devastated laughing. Exactly. He doesn't have a care in the world. And towards the end, he says, well, you know, thank goodness she didn't get in there and do any more damage. Somebody just lost their life in your church. Your church has blood on the pulpit. Like, what? Unacceptable, man. Unacceptable. Now, I'm not saying this for people out there that attend church. You know, you do as you please, man. But you got to be careful. And the whole motive behind this was because they had beef with Israel. Now, a lot of these mega churches, which I find to be very interesting, right? A lot of these mega churches have these Israel flags, you know, on the pulpit, all right? Which letting you know what side they on. Because if you're neutral, if you're a pastor and you're neutral, you don't pick no sides. You don't choose a side, right? You don't pick a side because you're supposed to be a man of God. A man of God wants peace between everyone. So when you have a Israeli flag on stage or on the pulpit, you're choosing a side. And we already know who's funding you. We know who's putting the money behind you getting on television and behind you getting all of these amenities behind having a church. It's snake oil business. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Now, we're going to talk about sacrifices because these things have to take place as well, even in these mega churches, right? Even in these mega churches. Doesn't matter who you pick. It could be Creflo Dollar. It could be Joel Osteen. It could be T.D. Jakes. It could be Bob Hope, whatever his name is. Anybody. in order for, and mind you, let's be honest, we didn't forget about what Joel Osteen did. He was hiding money in the walls, and, you know, them people needed a place to reside at. He kicked them to the curb. He is a piece of work. All right, let's just be clear here. He's a piece of work. But sacrifices do have to be made. Okay, sacrifices do have to be made. When we see these things, right, we wonder how these pastors, you know, you got a local pastor in the neighborhood or whatever. Why isn't that he's not on TV, right? Versus this guy. What's the difference between him and the other pastor that you know that you attend to every Sunday? The difference is that he's got an organization behind him. Okay, which is why you're going to see these Israeli flags and all of this stuff on the pulpit. You're going to see certain satanic memorabilia or symbols and things of that nature. If you pay very close attention, you're going to see these things. You know what I'm saying? Rosicrucian crosses and Knights of Templar crosses and things of that nature. Not saying that all pastors are bad, but some of these people are demonic. All right, some of these people are demonic, and they're using the word, all right, to benefit. They're using the word to benefit, right? Because this is what they have to do. They have to do that. All right, they have to. 9 times out of 10, we don't know if Joel Osteen. I'm gonna be honest. Osteen sounds kind of like Robinstein, Washington. He probably just spelled it different to avoid, you know, these type of situations. How can a Jewish man go on stage and preach about the Lord, right? How? How can he? If your belief system starts from you not believing that Jesus is the Messiah, how can a Jewish man go on stage and preach the word of the Holy Bible and get, you know, tons and tons of black people to attend his church, right? Got to pay very close attention. It's all in the wording. It's all in the wording. Salute Kyogo was popping. Tatiana said the tunnels. Yeah, we're going to leave that shit alone because, you know, let's be clear here. And I want to talk about that too. When we seeing a lot of these people building these tunnels and bunkers and stuff like that, they planning some crap. You know what I'm saying? They planning some crap. And that goes into what this whole movie with a Barack Obama and them produced, Leave the World Behind. Leave the world behind. Leave the world behind. Okay, so if you're leaving the world behind, where are you going? Oh, so you're going to just leave us behind and you're going to go hide somewhere. You understand? So don't be fooled. Okay? I try to explain to people that everything is, you know, wordsmiths. Like, people are good with their words. They know how to flip certain things. You know, the English language is actually a spell. Everything we say is basically, you know, derived from witchcraft. You know what I'm saying? Paganism, Satanism. You know, this whole concept of AD, BC, CE, and all of that stuff, right? That started from a pagan. Started that. So it's been derived from way back when, you know, and that they did that to control time, to control our time and our thoughts. But Joel Osteen, Belzy said, Joel Osteen. Yeah. Joel Osteen. Gotta be quicker than that. I'm going to shout some of y'all out, man. Shout some of y'all out in the chat before I end this. I didn't want to be on too long. Scriptures never mention going to church. Yeah, it says something about the churches inside of us, right? But they found out a way to basically profit off of having a building, because the building has to be maintained, right? So in order for the building to be maintained, things like the offering and tithes come into play. And then they, you know, kind of like play that whole, if you don't tithe, you're going to hell type of ideology on people, right? And most people that, you know, and I'm not getting on people that tithe or give offerings. You do as you please, right? If you believe giving 10% to the church is a way for you to be blessed. I understand that, right? If you give anything that you have, let's say, for instance, the same concept. If you go outside and you buy someone that needs, that asks for some money for a sandwich or whatever, right? And you help that person, that comes back to you because you did it out of the kindness of your heart, okay? So it has nothing to do with, you know, the aspect of, oh, you know, this, that, and the third. If you do something out of the kindness of your heart, then, you know, God will reward you for that. You know what I'm saying? You will be rewarded for that. You know, and you don't say, yeah, you know what? I just bought somebody a sandwich. You know, it says that in the Bible. When you do that, you already blocked your blessing. So if you do something out of the kindness of your heart, right? You don't ask for nothing in return. You just did it. You know what I mean? The pedal to the poor. They pedal to the poor. Yeah. Yeah, that's true too. T. Combs said, look up Sora J. It's open A on what? It's open AI on the video side. Mr. Berry said, his name means Jews of Stone. Wow. Wow. I didn't know that. His name means Jews of Stone. Yeah. That's kind of crazy. Queenie said, right. Yeah. Call me Press said, God loves a cheerful giver. Yeah, man. AFMG said, Jay, keep your foot on their neck. Yeah, I'm under the weather right now, but I figured I'd do this, man. Give y'all a video today, man. All right. I'm not feeling too well. Let's see. We got the connection between Scientology and the nation. Oh, shit, I didn't mean to say the word. The connection between Scientology and the nation of Islam, right? This is available on Patreon for all of those that want to tap in. Also, we got confessions of an ex-Eastern star, all right? She exposed the rituals that go on in there, all right? This is crazy. She was talking about she seen goats and all of this stuff. I was like, yo, what? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of interesting because, you know, if you've never been in that lane or whatever, and you hear stories from these people, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I don't really want to interview no Freemasons or no Eastern Stars. I don't really want to. I don't know what them people are about. If you're one of them out there, you know, God bless you. But I don't want none of that energy around me, honestly. But it's kind of interesting when you hear these stories about, you know, what actually goes on in these organizations. So if you're on the Patreon, make sure y'all check that out. And then we got The Secret Agenda and The Wizard of Oz. Like I said, y'all, The Wizard of Oz has a deeper meaning, a way deeper meaning, yo, that I didn't even know about. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know about it. Let me shout some of y'all out. Yeah, TT Baby said, hope you feel better soon. Yeah, I'm about to take me like a little couple drinks of some apple cider vinegar, some black seed. I got to get rid of this, man. I don't know. The weather keep going up and down. It was snowing, and then now it's windy. It was 50 degrees last week. I don't know. It's all over the place, man. Kyogo said, Jay, I know you don't like it, but the black seed oil will heal you quick. Ah. I ain't gonna lie, that shit tastes like tires, man. It tastes like a inner tube or something. It ain't right for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you chase it with orange juice, you still be like, oh, it's just horrible, man. Yeah, Satama said, I need to check out that Eastern Star one. Yeah, she said she spoke for about an hour and talked about a lot of stuff that go on in there. You know what I'm saying? It was very interesting. I'm going to get to some more videos for y'all this week too. Start going back and tapping into what y'all was telling me. I don't know if I'm going to upload on YouTube anymore. Just off the strength, like, I don't know. They're not sending out notifications or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe I'll try a new technique. Maybe I'll do like lives and sneak the video in there at the end or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to figure it out, though. I'm going to definitely figure it out because I don't want to deprive people that, you know, that actually can't, you know, support on the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to do paywalls, but there's certain things that I just can't show it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I know people be like, yo, man, it's messed up. I can't see it. But there's certain videos I just can't show it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? It may be owned by somebody. It may be too vulgar for YouTube. It may talk about medical information. It may talk about kids or whatever. I don't want no smoke with that. Salute to Art. Thank you, man. He said, Jay, there's info on the Eastern Star and the KKK I saw on YouTube that I'll share with you in the back end. Shit will blow your mind. Wow. Yeah, please do, Art. Please do, Art. If you can, man. Ivory said, that shit do taste like tires. I'm trying to tell you, that black seed oil, man, you a strong mother effer if you could drink that whole bottle. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. If you drink a bottle of black seed oil, son, you is a strong mother effer, son. They should make that a challenge. Somebody should do that as a challenge. But too much black seed oil is not good for you, from what I heard. You know what I'm saying? Tony T said they be trying to swallow your videos up. They be trying. Yeah, I guess, yeah, in that sense, yeah. But let's play this Mike Tyson joint, and we're going to end it real quick, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Look at Mike Tyson, though. Man, oh, man. And then you got Terry Crews up there. I thought Terry Crews was done with Hollywood. Why is Mike up here with leather pants on, hopping and skipping?